Stoked about slang. Do you remember the times when the word sick meant great? Like, ah, that shirt's sick. Everyone used to say sick when I was growing up. And you know what? It's kind of cringeworthy now. But I used to use the phrase stoked when I was in school. Do you have any idea what that word means? Stoked is like excited. I don't think I really understood the meaning at the time, but I was always using it. I'm so stoked. Sick and stoked are examples of slang. Slang is loosely defined as informal, non-standard vocabulary, and it's part of everyday communication. It used to be considered more of a spoken phenomenon, but texting and the internet have changed all that. Now, in addition to spoken slang, we have cyber slang, with all those abbreviations and emojis. Slang exists to help us better express our feelings, and the feelings of the groups or subcultures we belong to, or want to belong to. Take stoked, for example. This is well-known surf slang. Growing up near the ocean, I thought surfers were pretty cool. To me, they were rebelling against the status quo and always off having adventures. I wanted to be part of that lifestyle, so surfers became my in-group. In-groups are the groups you identify with, and you have solidarity with the group members. Out-groups are the groups you don't identify with. For me, that was the football players, the theater kids, and people like my parents who were older and totally not cool. You want to distance yourself from out-groups, but you also want to be part of an in-group. So with my surf slang, that meant speaking a certain way. So how is slang actually created? Well, there are no hard and fast rules, but generally, slang is original and it's creative. It might be a completely new word, like derp, which means stupid. It might be a combination of words, like binge watch. You know, when you watch the episodes of a TV series one after the other after the other. Sometimes words are blended together. Do you know what it means to get hangry? That's when you're angry because you're hungry. I get hangry a lot. What else? Slang is often humorous. It's concise. You can express a whole idea or feeling with just a word or two. Slang is also temporary. A slang term is usually only popular for a few years. Popular slang stays one step ahead of the mainstream. Once its use is widespread, it tends to be less cool. Slang is an important part of our identity. It involves using language in fun and creative ways. What's not to like about it? Well, there are downsides to using it too. For one, slang isn't appropriate in all situations. Critics say that it can make you sound vulgar or less intelligent. One school in London even banned certain slang from being used on school grounds, fearing that it might hinder students' chances to succeed in college and in job interviews. Slang can also cause difficulties when it comes to making ourselves understood. With languages used for global communication, it's important to communicate as explicitly and purposefully as possible. Slang prevents us from doing this, as by its nature. It's meant to be used only among certain groups in certain contexts. Imagine a video conference for a global company in which each speaker is using their own regional slang. Things would soon be lost in translation. So, there are pros and there are cons to using slang. The pros? Well, a lot of those have to do with our sense of identity. The cons? There are certain contexts in which slang doesn't work so well. But slang isn't going anywhere. It might have its downsides, but slang is a great example of how creative we can be with language. I mean, derp, binge watch, hangry? Slang is pretty limitless. All you have to do is learn when to use it.